Good to see you all among the living. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talon Mix, sorry, technical difficulties, phone call edition.
Broadcasting from the moon edition.
That's basically what it feels like, Zach, or not, you know, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them out there in podcast land.
I can pretend I don't know if you want. What's going on, Brian? Why are we broadcasting from the moon?
So we had the best of intentions going into this week. We were going, I'm moving this weekend. So we were going to record a big Batman 1989 episode and a big Batman Returns episode. And a storm swept through New York City, kicked the shit out of my internet about 15 minutes before we were going to record.
Yep. I mean, not just New York. I feel like everywhere is getting hit pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, basically walloped the East Coast really bad. So my internet went down. I'm like, okay, well, we can still record something for tomorrow. It's now tomorrow. My internet's not back. So we're assuming something got damaged. And like, how much of a stink are we going to make? We're out of here on Saturday, you know?
Right. I mean, it's more of a stress for you dealing with the fucking cable company than it would be.
Right. What are we going to do? Have them send somebody out? We'll be gone by the time we get here. So we've been watching DVDs. And if this sounds like a phone call from the moon, it basically is. We're just gonna have a little chat, just to get something up on the feed and not lose our claws in the minimal relevance we've managed to build for us.
I just can't stress enough how excited you and I were to talk about Batman and Batman.
I was literally, the messages, their text message chain was like, hey, I found a bunch of news promos from 1989, like weeks before Batman came out. Should we use those on the show? And you were like, yeah, let's do it. And then I'm like, oh, by the way, the internet might be a little messy because of the storm, and then no internet.
Yep. Great.
So add that on top of, you know, what's extra funny is when we moved into this apartment, it took us a long time to get the internet set up in the first place. So we are leaving this place as we came in, or we're now amusing ourselves by watching the DVDs we picked up because we didn't have internet for 2 weeks.
How many DVDs do you own?
Roughly a bucket full of like TV seasons I picked up at a cheap like used DVD and game store. I had a huge library of DVDs that roughly when Netflix became the primary way to watch things, I was like, well, don't need these anymore.
Oh, Brian. You know, I have a lot of Blu-rays, but I also have even more DVDs from before then. And I constantly am thinking about getting rid of them, but then I hear these horror stories.
Oh, it just, and so I was in Target today, right? I had to find fucking Goo Gone to get rid of a bunch of shit off our walls. Moving's terrible. Terrible.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh man, maybe they got a couple like DVDs I can grab. The shelves were barren. Like Target had like, oh, also we still have these as far as DVDs go. Which simultaneously made me sad, but also I'm only looking for them when I'm absolutely desperate in a situation like this. Then I'm suddenly like, someone's gotta got DVDs.
Right. Oh, man. I mean, you know what's funny is down here, up here, over here in Portland.
On the moon. Portland, the moon.
Yeah. We might get some snow like on Friday, but it's probably not. And the grocery stores are fucking empty. Like people just stock up like it's the apocalypse if there's even a whisper.
Right. Bread and snow. Milk.
Yeah. So yeah, we're dealing with our own snowpocalypse here, wherein we might get 3 flakes.
We didn't even get snow. We just got rain, and then the wind was insane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Blew my hat right today. Just blew my hat right off my head. I almost lost it. My favorite hat. God.
What a tragedy that would have been.
It would have been bad, but I got it. It's all good. So all this to say, sorry, this is what we're outputting this week. Next week, I hope everything with the move will go super smooth. I'll have my office set up and we'll just be able to get back to normal. Currently, I'm in a who knows territory. So
yeah, sure.
So just everybody out there, keep their fingers crossed. We can get this show back on the road ASAP.
Yes. Yes. Especially because I, like, as soon as I was done with Batman Returns, I wanted to fire up Batman Forever. But now I know. Wait.
I know. I might have to rewatch Batman to get,
I know.
To get hype on it again. Honestly, we could have done a podcast where we just rewatched these movies. I love them so much. Just in a cycle.
They're fantastic. But let's not shoot our wad on that.
Correct. Yeah. So I figured we could just chat for a little while, not even too long, about what movies have you seen lately? It's we made our way through kind of award season movies, and we didn't really talk about them on the show because we don't do that as much anymore.
Let's just do this. What are your five favorite from this year?
God damn it. I don't know. Emily's asked me this a couple of times. I don't know. Do you have them locked up?
I mean, I don't have a list, but I'm on my letterbox. I can pull up.
Yeah, I got to go to my letterbox right now. I have one. I have one that makes my top five. I don't know about the order.
Okay.
I really, really liked The Iron Claw.
That's the one I haven't seen that yet. It's on my list.
I don't know if I would go to bat for it as like, this is a fantastic movie that will stand the test of time forever. It was just nice to see a fucking movie, dude. And by movie, I mean like, I'm not saying it wasn't emotionally manipulative. I see what it's doing. You know, the perfect sun rays hitting the Texas field on Zac Efron's fucking face as he cries and the music swells. I fucking see what you're doing. It was just nice to feel things in a movie.
Yeah. Yep.
It's done wrong. The movie's shouting at me, feel sad now. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
That's what movies do.
Not lately, man.
Well, I have a similar one that's on my list, and that is Air.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, which is like, it's not as like heartstring pulley as that one sounds, but it's a movie, you know? Like, it's like, oh, I'm watching a movie. So, a strong recommend, Air. Strong recommend.
Yeah, I meant to get around. You know, I was excited for it. And then just having a baby made seeing movies a little bit of a hit and miss.
That was a selfish decision on your part.
Totally. 1,000,000%.
Another couple I got on my list. Oh, I just saw Anatomy of a Fall. That was solid. It was solid.
I also say it was solid. I'm not as like batshit over it as a lot of people were.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yep. I love a good courtroom drama, and the way they do the court in fucking France is batshit
wild.
I kind of love it. What else? Killers of the Flower Moon for me. Obviously, it's Scorsese, so it's fucking fantastic. But I did think it was a little too long.
Man. Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see that one either. Another one we meant to and just didn't get around to it. I'm not going to lie. Like, we could have seen it a couple of times, and the length kind of scared us away.
Yeah. I mean, it's Scorsese, so it moves.
Right.
It moves. But what makes it hard is that the main character is a fucking moron. And he doesn't like learn anything. Like he just keeps making the same fucking stupid mistake over and over again for like 3.5 hours.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's not like Forrest Gump where like you love him.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, buddy. But obviously, acting, directing, everything's top notch.
Right. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Did you see May December?
I did see May December. I loved May December. That's probably on mine as well.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that.
I've seen this said derogatorily towards it, but I mean it's a bougie award season Lifetime movie
for sure,
which is amazing.
Well, that the male lead in it, I don't know his name, he's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, he was I'm not super familiar with him. He's from our wheelhouse of CW shows. He was a Riverdale guy.
Wow.
And not one of the main ones.
Well, he's great, man.
He's very great.
Obviously, the whole cast is good. Natalie Portman is hit or miss for me, but she's playing kind of a phony here, so.
Yes, definitely.
So it works.
Julianne Moore's great in it.
Yes.
One more thing about that guy. He was asked to put on kind of like a dad bod, and that was the best he could do.
He's still got a six pack.
It sucks so bad.
What else here? Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1.
I really enjoyed it. I had a great time with it. God, it hasn't stuck in my brain as much as, say, Top Gun Maverick did when that came out.
No, or even Fallout, which was like...
Definitely not like Fallout. And, Fallout, you know, it being a two-parter, don't love that.
I know. Did you hear that they're dropping the part two from the next one?
I don't blame them. Because this one didn't do great.
So now there's just going to be a movie called Dead Reckoning Part 1 that just...
Yeah, God.
Out there just by itself.
Truly wild. I mean, not the first time a Tom Cruise movie had its title changed, right? Like, what, Edge of Tomorrow is like Live, Die, Repeat now?
I think it's back to Edge of Tomorrow, but yeah.
Because that was a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah, that wasn't the reason that movie didn't make money, okay? That wasn't why it didn't make money. It didn't make money because for whatever stupid reason, people didn't think it looked good or whatever. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's fucking fantastic. But if it was called Live, Die, Repeat, it would have made the same amount of money.
Right. I will say I do like the name Live, Die, Repeat, I think a little better, but that doesn't matter. It's called Edge of Tomorrow.
Right. Yes. I don't think anyone was like, oh, I'm confused as to what this movie's about, though. I think it was pretty clear.
Right. I got a movie. I liked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem a lot. I don't know if I'd give that a proper top five space. Just the fact that a pretty good fucking Ninja Turtles movie came out that people liked came out. Really, really chuffs me.
A lot of fun. I saw that. I think I told you probably on the podcast even, but I saw that. I brought my nieces and one of their friends. And
I think we talked about this on the Patreon.
Yeah, they didn't know what they were going to see. And when we got to the theater, I told them Ninja Turtles. And like one of them, like, probably thought we were going to see Barbie and like just was devastated. And was
oh,
like,
no.
She goes, that's a baby cartoon. the other two were, one of them I think was just trying to make me feel better, and one of them was legitimately stoked because they had seen Ninja Turtle stuff before and was like, no, this is going to be good. And then we saw it and they loved it, of course.
It's real good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
I think I wish I liked it as a huge Ninja Turtles fan. I think I wish I loved it as much as everyone else kind of seems to. There's a surprise, right? Of like a Ninja Turtles movie that was like pretty good. Like, no, I like Ninja Turtles, so I wasn't that surprised. I knew you could make a good one.
Obviously, the big two, Barbie and Oppenheimer, would both be on my list. I thought they were both a lot of. I mean, well, Barbie was a blast. Oppenheimer was just really fucking good.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. I don't think Barbie would make my top five. Not for sexist reasons.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yep, that's... It's always such a pain in the ass to have to explain stuff. Like, I didn't, like, love the movie, but not for, like, Reddit reasons.
Yeah, that's what I had to do with Last Jedi for years. Yeah. Like, It's like, I promise I'm not an asshole. It just didn't work for me. Now I like it a lot more than I did then, but still it's kind of tempered. And I still have to say, like, I like Rey. I like Luke's storyline. I don't.
Right.
I'm not an asshole. I promise.
It's not because girl.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's because long and bloated.
Yes. I think you can say a lot of things about Rian Johnson, someone who I'm a fan of. I think I like more than you do, I think has a higher batting average. Not someone who I've described as a tight filmmaker.
No, not. I mean, I feels like as of late, it's more as he gets more acclaim, then you know he gets more ability to just put whatever the fuck he wants in there. Probably. Right. No, he's very talented. I like a lot of his movies. I wouldn't put this on my top five. This would be my like underrated movie of the year, and I think The Flash, because
I had a lot of fun with it.
A lot of people are acting like this is Ant-Man and the Wasp or whatever the fuck, the Quantumania fucking movie, like this is the bottom rung.
Right.
It's not.
That's the thing of like a lot of the stuff that's been super mega hyped. That's like, it wasn't that good. And then I'm down here with The Flash, being like, this wasn't that bad.
Right. Yeah, totally. Well, look, as we'll talk about someday when the storm
fades,
we both are big fans of Michael Keaton's Batman.
Big fans.
And he was really good in The Flash.
Hmm. It was fun to see it again. And don't get me wrong, like I said, it's not in my top five. It was a novelty roller coaster reunion act.
Yes.
And I'm not immune to that, baby. I'm good with that.
I mean, it definitely had the misfortune of coming out way after the last Spider-Man movie, which
right.
like did the same thing, but times 1,000.
Right. Right.
I think they're about as good as each other. Like I had the same amount of fun in both, but
I think I'd agree with that. I think they're equally okay fun movies.
Right.
Yeah, the fact that one nerds were like, this deserves a Best Picture nomination, and one is the worst movie ever made is very funny.
Right. They're both, yes.
They're both pretty fun.
I think If I was like one of these Snyderverse stands, maybe I would be upset at The Flash because it basically says the Snyderverse ended up being Batman and Robin. So
right.
I get it. But that's what I love about it.
Speaking of Zack Snyder, did Rebel Moon Part 1 of Child of Fire make your top five?
I can't rank it yet because I'm only 35 minutes into it.
It's truly, oh God, we're going to talk about it at some point. I'm now worried I'll have to rewatch it because it, much like Batman v Superman, it's left my fucking brain.
I'm like, I'm 35 minutes in and we've already had multiple either attempted or successful sexual assaults in this Star Wars knockoff.
That makes it more adult, Zach. It's more serious.
That's what Star Wars was missing.
It makes it more serious and real, Zach.
I think my favorite, I don't know if I would say it's the best movie of the year because I've only seen it once, but the movie I had the most fun with in the theater this year was Bottoms. I didn't see it.
I can't wait.
And I don't want to hype it up too much to you, Brian, because it is a deeply silly movie.
Sure.
The reason I had so much fun is because it was a throwback to movies they don't really make anymore, which is your 90s Billy Madison, you know,
right.
Gilmore, Wayne's World, but like a teen comedy. I don't know. Just the tone was, this is silly. We're going to have fun. And I did.
I'm so into that.
Yeah.
Did you see Past Lives?
No, I didn't.
Loved Past Lives. That was my wife and I saw that just as we were kind of making it official in our minds. Like, the decision was made, we're leaving New York, we're moving to a new city. And then Past Lives comes along, and New York has never looked prettier. And we walked out of the movie like, what are we doing?
We made a mistake.
Really, really wonderful. Can't believe it's a debut. It's so confidently made and told, and the story so confidently told. That
is that a romance movie?
The storyline is basically this young woman in New York, when she was living in South Korea, had a schoolyard romance with a boy. And then her family immigrated to America. She is, I believe, engaged, maybe married, happy. And the guy seeks her out, and they begin speaking again and kind of rekindling a friendship. And it's a little bit about what could be, what could have been, who are these people we are?
Yeah, that sounds
really, really wonderful.
Great. Well, whenever it comes on streaming, I'll check it out. I don't think
highly
it is
recommend.
Yet.
I think you'll really like it.
Did you see Asteroid City?
I haven't. I know I should, and I bet I'll even like it. I'm not super charmed by the Wes Anderson thing, and I kind of just feel like I get it.
Right. Well, you know what's funny is I always feel that when he makes a new movie, I'm like, oh, I guess I should get around to watching this. And then I watch it and I always have a good time.
And I know the same thing is going to happen to me once I do, but it's enough to like, I feel like I get it. Do I have to sit through this? I think I get it.
I think this is probably, I don't know if I've seen them all, but this is the best one of his I've seen since Grand Budapest.
Wow. Okay. I will get around to it. I will like it when I see it.
Right. It's good. It's silly.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The Holdovers.
The Holdovers. I really liked it. Be my number one, actually. The Holdovers.
I liked it a whole lot. I could watch Paul Giamatti be a weird, smelly guy learning a lesson. I could watch that all day.
I mean, that was mainly probably why I loved it so much. It was like seeing an old friend. It was like, where you been, Paul?
Right. Great performance. Really, really like. It took a while for it to get its hooks in me.
It's a slow burn. Starts out, yeah, I would agree.
But once it did, I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yes,
it was worth the work to get to it.
Good Christmas vibes.
Very good Christmas vibes.
Okay. Scream 6.
Was that this year? Wow.
That was early this year. I think I gave it 3 out of 5 stars, and I stand by that. I love the Scream movies, even when they're stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm really bummed that it sounds like the next one just fell apart because of the war in Israel and Gaza.
Right. Someone said something about one of the sides.
I'm not laughing at the conflict. I'm laughing at the fact that it affected a Scream sequel.
Of course. Someone took a side publicly, and it was the wrong one. Though I don't think there's a right one.
I mean, even if I think there's a wrong or right one, I don't think it should affect the casting of your movie. Like, this is an unforced error on the studio's part.
Yes, yes.
This is a total flub. Just a total fuck up. Like, I don't necessarily, like, the actress who got let go because of what she said is not the best in those movies. That's all I've seen her in.
Yeah.
But then when they lost her, they lost Jenna Ortega.
Right.
Which is like the big breakout star. And then they lost their director. I wonder, because the best characters in those movies are the twins, right? The siblings.
Right.
So, you know, if they can get those two, maybe they have something there. But
maybe.
Just what a mistake to just jump the gun.
I've been enjoying those movies.
No one was like, oh, this person said something controversial online. What do the screen producers think about that? Are they going to still do business with this person at the Scream production house?
Like, in 2 years, anyone's going to remember who said what controversial thing about anything.
Right, right. And that does not mean defending what she said or speaking out against it, because I probably don't even understand the nuance of it.
I don't even remember which was which.
But, like... It just seems like, you know, of all the shit to fire someone over, just fucking wait and see how it goes, right?
Right, like, right.
We didn't have to pull the trigger on this.
Right.
Like a day later for a movie.
A million percent.
Unless it was like that, you know, the... What's her name? The chick from Mandalorian who was so fucking bad on the show that they were probably waiting for a reason to let her go.
Hit that tweet button. Hit that tweet right, button.
Exactly. Boom. And then please, please.
Refreshing the Twitter feed by an hour. By the hour. Like, it's got to be here, man. We can find it.
Oh, man.
Speaking of horror movies that came out early in the year, did you see Bo is Afraid?
No, because...
Colossal flop, Bo is Afraid.
You know, and that's similar to the other one, the Robert Eggers guy's Viking movie, where right. That was their big budgets, big swing, and it flopped. I mean, I bet I would like Bo is Afraid more because I like that filmmaker a lot more.
It's I enjoyed both The Northman and Bo is Afraid. I would say I like Bo is Afraid better. And it's, I don't know if A24 was expecting like this is going to be it. I think it's more like, and this is purely me speculating. I imagine there's an element of like, let's keep Ari Aster happy. Let's keep him home. Let's keep him here making hits, you know?
Yes. No, agreed 100%. 100%.
Because like, okay, we might eat this one, but then he'll deliver another Hereditary to
right,
us.
Exactly. And that might have been like the deal, like, hey, I'll make you another one of these if you let me make this fucking
thing. Right, right. And I like Ari Aster a lot.
The reason I didn't see Bo is Afraid, I haven't seen it yet, is because watching those first two movies was a difficult experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the way that it was totally intended to be, but they are taxing, and I'm assuming this is also going to be quite taxing.
Oh yeah, it's a little openly sillier,
right?
But it is a movie about anxiety, and as a guy with a lot of anxiety, it's hoof. It's weird when you see stuff that you do just depicted as the horror in a horror movie. I'm like, oh, that's just my brain. That's just what happens in my brain all the time.
And then I really liked The Killer. I know you weren't as hot on it as I was.
I would give it a 4 stars. I really liked it.
Okay. Now that we've talked about the movies that were released this year, what about the movies that we saw this year?
Yeah. Oh, I real fast, I would like to hit a couple more 2023s. These are no big conversation. This is more my list of shame for 2023.
Okay, yes, great. Let's do that.
First off, I saw Ferrari. Ferrari was really good. Clearly Michael Mann was interested in this guy. It did not communicate to me what he found interesting about.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to. I'm a big Michael Mann guy, so
a lot of people really, really liked it. They're right, I'm wrong. Saltburn wasn't bad. A lot of people really, really hated Saltburn. I had fun with it. I'm just also seeing ones I still like. No Hard Feelings, I thought was funny. I liked. The Nun 2. Better than The Nun 1. it was pretty okay. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, not a great concert documentary, not one for the ages. I had a great time with it in a movie theater. List of shame here. The Exorcist Believer. How bad could it be? Pretty bad.
I have not seen it. I was going to go see it in theaters, and then everyone in the world didn't like it. So
yeah, there's nothing in it. I mean, you should probably watch it eventually, just because I want to talk to you about it. But like, it's nothing.
Well, the thing is, when it became free, it wasn't Halloween anymore, and I was like, oh wait.
Right. Evil Dead Rise. I watched it on a plane. Every movie I watch on a plane is fine. Here's the thing. I think I came out on the side of, yeah, sure, I had fun with it. If we're just going to do Evil Dead karaoke, we can stop doing Evil Dead movies. Like, if this is all we've got. I'm not even saying it was bad. Just like, we don't have to keep fucking beating this horse. Saw X. A lot of people really liked it. I just thought it was pretty good. A fun one. The Pope's Exorcist, not very good. This was a Netflix release. Russell Crowe is a little exorcist on a tiny Vespa going through Italy. And I don't remember the plot of it, but I remember that. And that was great. I think that's it. I think that's the notable ones. Okay,
so I had seen Mulholland Drive when it came out in 2001.
Yeah.
It was a defining experience in my life because it's so effective at being a nightmare that it almost gave me a panic attack.
Yeah.
And it fucked me up. And it always stuck in my brain. And I was like, I've never want to watch. I think I lashed out at the movie. I was like, that movie fucking sucked. It was like, didn't make any sense. Like, because it was so effective. And then I rewatched that last month.
Yeah, what'd you think?
And then I was like 30 minutes in and I was like, I might turn this off. I was like, this is a bunch of nonsense. And then I kept watching it and I finished it and was like, that was a masterpiece.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, and then I liked it so much, I watched it again 2 days later.
Holy shit, dude.
Yes. And now I am about 20 years later than everyone else does. I'm going through my David Lynch phase.
So my wife and I recently watched or rewatched David Lynch's entire filmography. We are still missing Inland Empire. We have not done Inland Empire yet or his concert films. By the time we got to, I was very much looking forward to getting to Mulholland Drive. I will say by the time we got to it, I don't know if I felt it did anything I didn't get out of, say, Lost Highway.
Oh, interesting.
If you kind of go down your David Lynch hole, I'll be curious what you think going down a David Lynch hole and seeing more things. I kind of felt like I don't know. Obviously, it's still really good. It is in fact a masterpiece. I was kind of disappointed.
Right, it didn't hit you as hard as you thought it was going to.
That was one of those movies for me when I saw it in high school. I'm like, I didn't know this was allowed. This is allowed?
Yeah, maybe it shouldn't be. I'm just joking. No, it's so good. It's so fucking good. I have Inland Empire. I got from the library. I haven't watched it yet. Never seen Lost Highway.
I really enjoyed revisiting Lost Highway. I really, really enjoyed that one.
So I watched Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, which I thought was fantastic. And I can see why people hated it.
Right.
Because now I'm watching the Twin Peaks TV show, which is also really good. But if you watch the Twin Peaks TV show and then you watch that movie, you're like, what the fuck just happened to me?
I'm not even that. I saw the TV show. I liked the TV show. I've never been that cultishly obsessed with it, like Twin Peaks fans tend to be. I like it. I do really, really, really like the movie.
Yes. Well, the movie is much like Mulholland Drive, just a fucking nightmare. It's rough, man, but it's really good. Really fucking good.
Really, really good.
Let's see. What else did I watch this year? I watched History of Violence and Eastern Promises.
I haven't seen either in a very long time. I remember liking them at the time, but they didn't really live in my brain much. Who directed those?
Cronenberg.
Right, right, right.
I hadn't seen History of Violence for years and years, and it was really good. And then I was like, I'd never seen Eastern Promises, so I watched that. It was really good.
Right.
How about you? What were some movies you saw this year?
Yeah, I'm scrolling through. I watched a lot of just like horror crap. I watched Damnation Alley this year for the first time. 20th Century Fox had two sci-fi movies on the dock. Damnation Alley, which was the one they were banking on, and a little film called Star Wars. One did significantly better than the other, not naming names. That's it. So Damnation Alley is a post-apocalyptic film of a bunch of guys in a van, in a armored van, just trying to get to safety. It's not very good, but I did have a lot of fun with it.
Sweet.
It's fun to watch for its piece of history. Ooh, you know what I watched for the first time this year? Southland Tales.
Oh, Brian, I have that sitting on my shelf too from the library.
I can't wait to hear what you think about Southland Tales.
I might hate it.
Well, okay. So there are people who have a cultish, like, this movie's actually brilliant. I am not one of those people. My wife and I got 45 minutes in and went, we're good.
So you didn't even finish it.
We didn't even finish it. I am not one of those people.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't wait.
I saw Red Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
2021. That was very good. That was I saw it compared to Uncut Gems a lot, and that's a pretty apt description. We saw that, I think, a couple of days after my daughter was born, which is a crazy thing to do. It's like scrolling back through my letterbox is like, we watched Red Rocket like 3 days after Charlie was born. What the fuck were we thinking?
Did you see Decision to Leave?
Gosh, the title sounds familiar. That's Park Chan-wook, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
We did not see that. We mean to, though. Heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was very good. Very good. I watched a movie on Shudder called The Influencer, which I thought was really good.
I keep hearing that's very good. We haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really good thriller, kind of a Talented Mr. Ripley vibes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just looking through other stuff. I'm all the way back in January, just looking for anything that was pretty good. Have you seen The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan's 2015 one?
Oh, yeah, I saw that in theaters. That was where I was like, oh, he's back. He's back.
I loved it. We loved it.
Yeah, that's a fun one. That's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, super fun, super tense. I think the twist got us.
Oh, the twist got me too.
Yeah.
Got me too.
Pretty good. And then I think we saw that in anticipation of Knock at the Cabin. My wife, who is a goblin, put on her top five.
Wait. Emily put that on her top five?
Yes.
That's insane. Get her on the phone. I put that as one of my most disappointing of the year.
It was, I had a lot of fun at it. It is not good.
No. I mean, his movies are so unique that I always, almost always, like, have a decent time watching them. But that was no bueno.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Yeah. I saw Jaws 2 for the first time. I watched a TV cut of Jaws 2.
The TV cut.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a less good version of Jaws.
Yeah, and that it's funny. The I may have talked about this in the past, but the way sequels used to work was because there was no home video market, right? So these were just things that showed up on TV, or you went and saw in the theater multiple times. Like, Jaws is at your local theater again. Sure, let's go see that. Yeah. And then eventually everyone's seen Jaws a couple times, so it's like, well, we'll fucking just do it again. Here it is again. It's Jaws 2 Jaws again, but not as good.
Yes, Jaws, directed by frequent Smallville director.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it's a guy who directs a lot of episodes of Smallville. A lot of good ones, too. He directed the Witch episode.
Funny!
Okay, this year, for the first time, I saw the 2015 version of Fantastic Four.
Oh, right. God, that sounded terrible.
Oh, it's bad, Brian. It's bad. But it's a bad one that I want you to watch, because it'd be a fun conversation. The first act ends with like 20 minutes left in the movie, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. We'll have to do a new like competition, and like loser has to watch a movie.
I don't know if I would pick that one. That would be rough. Because then I have to watch it.
Right.
I rewatched 2003's Hulk for the first time since it came out.
Oh, right. I did too. I kind of loved it.
I remember you and me texting like, damn, Jennifer Connelly. Oh my God.
Oh, what a babe. What a babe. Not to be crude, there's no other way to put it other than she's the most beautiful woman in the world and an entire babe.
Circa the Hulk, I can't argue with anything you just said.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
I saw Love and Basketball for the first time this year. Delightful. Lovely.
I've never seen it, but I need to.
Just a good-ass movie, man. 4 stars. It's a romantic comedy, sports drama. And it hits all those beats perfectly.
How to Blow Up a Pipeline. Did you see that one?
I have not seen that yet. I'm very much looking forward to finally getting to that one.
Yeah, that would be on my top 10 of the year, probably. That's a good one.
Have you seen Manos, The Hands of Fate?
I believe I've seen the Mystery Science Theater version.
Okay, so that's how I saw it. Or that's how I've seen this episode before. This is like, I really consciously like am watching Manos, The Hands of Fate. And so there's a lot of worst movie ever made out there. There's The Room, there's Things. These movies that are art, you know, they have a weird broken point of view, but like through the weird like kaleidoscopic lens, like, yep, that is art. Manos and the Hands of Fate is not. It's truly maybe the worst thing ever made, and I am really charmed by that.
what's the Ed Wood? Did you ever see that movie, Ed Wood?
The Burton one. Yeah, I like Ed Wood a lot.
I haven't seen Ed Wood, but you just made me think of that because he made really bad movies, right?
And it was Plan 9 from Outer Space.
I need to watch Ed Wood.
The Burton movie, Ed Wood, is very, very good. I highly recommend that.
I should go on a Burton kick.
Yeah, doing the Batmans kind of spurred that for me as well. I'm not a huge Burton. We'll talk about Burton in the coming
week. Yeah, let's save it. Yeah, let's save it.
It's an interesting guy who I think had the soul beat out of him by the Hollywood system.
I mean, his output in the last 20 years has been rough.
Rough, dude.
Beetlejuice 2 is on the way, though.
Which has been circling forever. And to his word, Keaton was like, if Burton does it, I'll do it.
I mean, I'm skeptical of any legacy sequel, but...
Right.
Keaton, his performance in The Flash gives me hope that he's still got it. And then they're talking about how they're doing all practical effects. Now, we've heard this before from filmmakers, like when Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out, they were like, we're not doing much CGI. It's as many real stunts as we can. And then you watch the movie and it's like
90% Shia LaBeouf, CGI. Just like, it's you, yeah. You remember Nick Arcade and how they would be green screen into a video game? That was Shia LaBeouf and the monkeys.
Right. So we'll see if it's true, but I'm hoping that they do. It's like an old school Burton movie. That would be cool.
That would be very, very cool. I'm not crossing my finger, or I'm not holding my breath, but that'd be great if it's great. If it's great, great.
It would be great if it's great.
Let's see here. I think we've done pretty good on time. Zach, do you have one or two more you watched this year?
I watched a little movie called Draft Day.
Oh.
Listeners probably don't know, but I watched a movie called Draft Day for a different project Brian was working on.
Right.
With his brother, frequent guest on our show, Patrick.
Yes. A movie he loved. Yes. And he was very excited to yell at us about.
Because Tom Welling has a small role in it.
Correct. As
a quarterback. Didn't think it was very good, but it was fun to watch.
Not very good.
It was fun to watch, and it was fun to talk about.
Correct. Yeah. I still got those. We've decided kind of not to move forward with that show, but I should put out the ones we got. Maybe if something goes wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brian, when we have emergencies, why don't you just fire up one of those?
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I think they're fun.
Put Draft Day on first, because that's a Smallville connection. You can throw that one on.
Yeah, shit. You know what? I'm going to do that. That's a good idea. Yeah, I'll do that.
I mean, let's still try to do Batman.
We're going to do it. We've been fighting God quite frequently.
It seems like you're calling him out, though, so I'm mostly blaming you.
Fucking come at me, bro.
I do not endorse that.
Oh, God. You know what I watched this year? From 2022, I watched Clerks 3.
Oh yeah.
Which was a weird obligation as I've talked about it, I'm sure, numerous times on the show. Kevin Smith was the guy. He took conversations I was having with my friends and turned them into movies.
Right.
That's a loose term. So like, so of course I gravitated to him. He was making movies literally talking to me.
Right.
And then he didn't evolve much as a filmmaker since then. And Clerks 3 is rough. I on Letterboxd, I wrote, it's not funny. It's somehow uglier than the 1994 60mm black and white original. Kevin Smith monologues over the credits. But also, it kind of worked on me. And it's like, in its most, like, okay. It's a little bit like seeing a friend from high school who's like not doing well, but also it was good to see him. We're not going to hang out again.
Right. Yeah. It's good to see you. We should not do this anytime soon.
Anytime soon. But that doesn't mean seeing them wasn't nice.
Right.
You got one more? You got one final one?
Let's see. I'm sure I do. Let's see here.
My last one's 80 for Brady. Oh, no comment. God. 80 for Brady. Thumbs up.
Oh, well, this is this year. I just watched it the other day, but I hadn't seen it since it first came out on DVD, and that is a little movie called Fight Club.
Yeah, Fight Club. That was another high school favorite for not the wrong reasons, but I definitely didn't get it. I didn't get it.
Right.
I didn't take it in like the bad path, but I knew it was a satire. I didn't understand what it was a satire of, really, truly.
I enjoyed my rewatch. Brad Pitt is so fucking good in that movie.
So fucking good, dude. So is Norton. It's a fun one. It's a fun one to revisit. It's a very 1999 movie, I feel.
Yes. Yes. It's a definitely a very influential movie.
Yes. So this has been our little movie check-in. We haven't done one in a while. We should do a movie check-in every now and again still.
Yeah. Why not throw it on the Patreon? We could throw it on the Patreon.
That's exactly what we should be throwing on the Patreon. And we intend to throw it on the Patreon. Who's think doing one podcast episode a week is hard, it turns out.
It is. Yeah, especially with the weather.
Right. Yeah, this has been an approximation of the Talon Mix for this week. Thank you for listening. Sorry that it's from the moon. Sorry that it's not Batman. We are excited to do it. I don't know if it'll be next week. I don't know what's going to be on this feed next week, if anything. I hope it's Batman.
If it's not Batman, it'll be draft day.
Yes. That is a good app. You're right. I'm going to get that ready for an emergency. Okay, brother. Do you have a question for the moon Smallville/Batman God?
Wait, who am I talking to? Smallville gods or Batman?
Both. They on the moon both can hear you.
Well, my question...
I'm not putting a sound bite in because I don't have it on my phone to just throw on here, so...
Okay, hold on. I'll do it, so just stay with me here.
Right.
I'm asking Batman, will we record the Batman recap pod for next week? I'm Batman.
There you go. There you go. Good night, everybody.